Why do we feel anxious when there's nothing to fear? Why does depression persist when it seems so harmful? These questions have perplexed psychiatry for decades. Randolph Ness offers a revolutionary perspective. Our bad feelings actually evolved for good reasons. Mental suffering isn't just a malfunction. It's often the product of adaptations that helped our ancestors survive. This evolutionary lens doesn't just satisfy academic curiosity. It transforms how we understand our deepest emotions and most troubling mental states. By examining why natural selection left us vulnerable to anxiety, depression, and other mental challenges, we gain profound insights into the human condition. Our minds weren't designed for happiness. They were shaped to maximize reproductive success, often at the cost of our well-being. This tension between what evolution wants and what makes us feel good lies at the heart of many mental health struggles. Anxiety disorders affect millions, yet evolutionarily speaking, anxiety isn't a flaw, it's a feature. Your anxiety functions like a smoke detector, deliberately oversensitive because false alarms cost little compared to missing actual threats. If fleeing unnecessarily burns 100 calories, but not fleeing could cost your life, the optimal strategy is to flee at even a 1/1000th chance of danger, resulting in 999 false alarms for every life-saving response. Our anxiety systems evolved when predators, warfare, and natural disasters were constant threats. Today, these ancient alarm systems operate in a world where physical dangers are rare, but social and financial threats abound. When your heart races before a presentation, that's your Stone Age brain preparing for a lion, not a PowerPoint slide. This evolutionary perspective explains why our phobias cluster around ancestral threats, heights, snakes, public speaking, rather than modern dangers like electrical outlets. Our brains come pre-wired to quickly learn fears that protected our ancestors, which is why fear of snakes develops more easily than fear of electrical outlets, despite the latter being more dangerous today. Depression presents an evolutionary paradox. How could such a debilitating condition persist through natural selection? The answer lies in understanding mood as an adaptive mechanism that adjusts energy and motivation based on circumstances, like a thermostat. For prehistoric humans, high mood motivated energetic foraging in resource-rich areas, while low mood conserved energy when resources became scarce, encouraging the search for better opportunities. This variation in motivation provided selective advantages. Low mood can be adaptive when goals are unreachable, during illness, or when trapped in subordinate social positions. It brings depressive realism, a more accurate assessment of situations when optimism would be harmful, helping people perceive their lack of control realistically. This doesn't mean clinical depression is adaptive. It's comparable to chronic pain persisting after healing. While ordinary sadness serves a purpose, major depression often represents a dysregulation of this moodostat system, distinguishing between normal responses and disorders requiring intervention. Sexual frustrations plague relationships worldwide, despite sex being essential for reproduction. This paradox exists because evolution shaped our brains to maximize reproduction, not happiness. Our evolutionary preference for healthy, attractive, high-status partners ensures most people can't have their ideal mates. Modern media worsens this problem by exposing us to impossibly attractive potential partners. While hunter-gatherers had limited options and realistic expectations, today we're bombarded with idealized images that stimulate desires real life cannot satisfy. Sexual desire mismatches further complicate relationships. Young couples typically want sex every few days, optimal for fertility, yet one partner often desires more frequency. Natural selection never developed mechanisms to coordinate sexual desire between partners. Birth control has separated sex from reproduction, transforming sexuality faster than evolution can adapt. Similar mismatches occur with food. Bodies programmed to crave once scarce calories now face overabundance, with obesity rates rising from 45% in 1962 to 68% by 2008. These mismatches between our evolved desires and modern environments explain many persistent struggles. We're essentially running 21st century lives on Stone Age operating systems. Self-deception evolved as an evolutionary advantage in deceiving others. When you truly believe your own lies, you show no signs of deception, no nervous tics or inconsistent stories. Your unconscious mind conceals socially unacceptable desires and powerful emotions from your conscious awareness. Split-brain research confirms this. Patients with surgically separated brain hemispheres make choices influenced by unconscious information, then fabricate explanations for these choices. We all pursue selfish aims while genuinely denying such motives. Self-deception also preserves relationships by keeping us unaware of inevitable minor betrayals. Those hyper-aware of every tiny violation struggle socially. Obsessive-compulsive disorder represents a repression deficit. Patients perform repetitive actions, fearing minor missteps might cause harm. Our unconscious minds navigate social situations by monitoring how others perceive our resources, abilities, and character, the foundation of self-esteem. Low self-esteem signals us to please others, often conflicting with status competition. These mechanisms evolve through social selection, where individuals displaying preferred partner qualities receive benefits. Psychiatry lacks a coherent framework for mental disorders. Different practitioners emphasize different aspects. Doctors focus on heredity and medication, therapists on early experiences, behaviorists on learning patterns, cognitive therapists on distorted thinking. Despite extensive research, specific brain causes remain elusive for most mental disorders except those with obvious abnormalities like Alzheimer's. The DSM diagnostic system uses symptom checklists that improve diagnostic agreement but often neglect triggering life situations. This creates clinical records that justify diagnoses without revealing actual causes. Standard evaluations might document depression symptoms while missing crucial context, like emotional devastation from seeing a former lover that provides more insight than the formal diagnosis. An evolutionary perspective reveals that many seemingly abnormal responses serve useful functions. Explaining anxiety as a normal response that sometimes goes overboard helps patients feel normalized rather than flawed by their disease. This approach distinguishes between normal emotional responses and true disorders. Mental pain, like physical pain, protects against damage. Social for emotions, physical for pain. Both can be excruciating even when useful, and both can become excessive. A mood response's normality depends on context. What's adaptive in one situation may be maladaptive in another. Understanding our emotions' evolutionary origins deepens rather than diminishes their meaning. Our capacity for love, morality, and commitment evolved through social selection as we chose loyal and generous partners. These genuine human qualities make life worthwhile, though they bring costs like guilt, grief, and social anxiety. The Buddha's insight that suffering originates in desire aligns with evolutionary understanding. Our brains evolved specialized emotional modes to maximize genetic transmission, not happiness. Yet this needn't lead to cynicism. We possess genuine goodness and caring that transcend evolutionary origins. Perhaps we should marvel at how many achieve mental health despite emotions evolved for reproduction, not happiness. Understanding the ancient origins of our mental struggles fosters compassion. When we feel anxious, depressed, or conflicted, we're not broken. We're experiencing the inevitable tensions of minds shaped for a different world. This knowledge illuminates healing paths that work with our evolved nature, offering a more humane approach to mental health.